He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the July 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got the Dow futures looking up right now and NASDAQ futures looking even higher than Dow futures on a percentage basis. Dow futures up 84 points. That's 0.3%. That would put the Dow, the Dow's well over 26,000, 26,405. S&P futures up about 0.4%, a little better than the Dow, with that leaning towards tech stocks today. S&P futures up 12, 32.16. S&P can't stray too far from 3,200 right now. That seems to be an area of resistance, technical resistance. I think earnings season will cure that one way or another eventually. NASDAQ futures up 85. There's the best of all. That's 0.8%, 10,544. Small cap futures up just 0.25%, 1,466. The story of the morning, new all-time high for gold. Gold all-time high was $1,920. We are up $31 per ounce in the pre-market, and that would send gold to a new all-time high. Take note. Crude oil up 24 cents this morning to $41.53, and silver not sitting back and watching gold grab the spotlight. Silver's up $1.46 to $24.31. And the bond market is very quiet. It's in a summer nap, 0.58. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's go back to Friday before we begin a new day and a new week. We had a sell-off in the market on Friday. In fact, the tech stocks were down pretty deep cut there in the tech stocks on Friday. However, we had a very good day on Friday. I can't even believe what AMD did. AMD ended up the day up 16.6%. And when that's your biggest holding at your firm, as it is at Gunderson Capital Management, we bucked the trend big time on Friday. We had a big, big day to the upside. Market had a down day. And we had a pretty good little run out of Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM. AMD we own in our growth portfolios, both the large cap growth and the ultra growth. That's how well we have liked it. TSM is in our dividend and growth portfolio. A couple other stocks that caught my eye on Friday. Sam. That is Boston Beer. People truly love Truly, I suppose. And that has brought a big, man, that thing spiked on Friday. Samuel Adams, it is a best stock now. I do not own it. I looked at it many times in the past and just never put my money down on it. It had a huge spike on Friday. And I also saw the action in Alibaba on Friday. I thought it looked pretty good. I don't own Alibaba. I'm kind of watching it, however. The other big news item from Friday, breakouts continue in gold and silver. And I'm going to talk about that here today in a bit. The other one I noticed on the downside, take note, was a breaking of support level in the U.S. dollar. Have we finally crossed the point of no return with the debt? So far, I think this COVID business has cost us about $4 trillion, which we've added on to our already burgeoning debt load. And, of course, with the presidential election season heating up, we're inside of 100 days now. One candidate is looking to add trillions more in spending programs. So I don't know. I'm watching it very closely. But take note, the U.S. dollar broke down. Oh, it's still 94 against other currencies around the world. And gold broke out, and it's continuing this morning to a new all-time high. There was also Bitcoin is breaking out this morning. Some have called Bitcoin a surrogate, in other words, would act like gold during crisis periods of time. I'm not convinced of that, but suffice it to say Bitcoin is breaking through 10,000 this morning. And, of course, the big plunge in the tech stocks on Friday was Intel. I do not own Intel. Intel got slammed on Friday. It was down 13%. It's a big component in the NASDAQ. And while it was sinking, actually it was down 16%. While it was down 16%, AMD was up 16%. So we were on the right side of that trade on Friday. The home builders continue to do well. They did well again on Friday. In fact, they were the biggest, best performing ETF outside of gold and silver. Gold, silver, and homes. Well, those are all tangible assets, aren't they? Something you can sink your teeth into. The home builders, gold, silver were the winners last week. Now, we're starting off on the right foot this morning, at least here in the U.S. The foreign markets were pretty much mixed overnight. I think the dispute between the U.S. and China is probably the biggest factor there. And, of course, COVID. I think they're having another quarantine, I want to say, in Spain. And that's impacting the European, European stocks are trading lower after a quarantine move on Spain. Okay, you can't leave Spain and come to another country. You're going to be put into quarantine. And rising U.S.-China tension. In London, the travel and airline stocks fell sharply. Okay, it's Britain imposing a two-week coronavirus quarantine on travelers returning from Spain. So if you're trying to get home to the U.K., sorry, you are stranded. You will be placed in quarantine. There's news out on the COVID front, the vaccine front. There's not a day that goes by that we don't get some kind of update. Last Monday, it was a big day for AstraZeneca, but that news had pretty much already been baked in to the cake the week before. Today, we've got news on Moderna. Now, Moderna is entering into Phase 3 here in the U.S., this will involve 30,000 people. They expect the 30,000 subject study to be fully enrolled in 4 to 6 weeks. So they're still running behind by many weeks to AstraZeneca. They need those 30,000 people to test their mRNA-1273. They're hoping in 4 to 6 weeks they'll have the people to do the phase three testing. We shall see how that goes. Safety is a top concern, obviously, on the efficacy front. The CEO is confident that their drug vaccine candidate can meet the FDA threshold of 50% effective compared to the control. Okay, you hear that? 50%. Effective. That is their goal. Let's see. Shares are up 9% pre-market on robust volume. Okay, now when we come back, I got a lot of subjects here. I want to focus in on this move in gold to the upside, move in the dollar to the downside. Ray Dalio weighed in on Fox Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on what he thinks is going on. I pretty much agree with what he has to say. And I do own gold stocks, several of them. I bought them quite several months ago, weeks ago, months ago. We've got about 40, 30, 40, 50% gains in those gold stocks so far, and I may be looking to add more. What is going on with gold right now? And let's not forget silver. And at the same time, while gold is rising, the U.S. dollar, you can take a look. I use UUP. UUP is an ETF that is long the U.S. dollar. You can look at its sag here over the last several weeks as we continue to add trillions to our debt load here in the U.S. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back to talk about that shiny stuff. Hey. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Dow Futures up 79 right now. Gold up $33.60 to a new all-time high. And NASDAQ futures right now are up 91 points on NASDAQ futures. Okay, I've never really been a fan of gold. And gold stocks, but they do have their place from time to time. And this is definitely one of those times, as evidenced, at least I believe, and I put my money where my mouth is. I own a gold stock in all of my portfolios now. And when you've only got 20 to 25 spots on your roster in each of those portfolios, you got to really like what you put in there. And in each one of my portfolios, I have a gold position. Now, you've heard me always kind of poo-poo the Peter Schiffs of the world and the other perennial gold bugs. But at the same time, I've always said they will be right at some point in the time because the course we're on is not sustainable.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.